要来到你面前去敬拜你。
That we can come before you to worship you.
求你打开我们的耳朵。
We ask you to open our ears.
你知道我们可以把你的话藏在心里面。
So we may hear your words and store them in our hearts.
帮助我们明白你的话语。
Help us understand your word.
使我们能够行在我们的平常生活当中。
So we may live out your word in our daily lives.
改变我们。
Change us.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. We pray in Jesus' name.
自从呢神创造天地以后呢
，Ever since God created heaven and earth，
我们从圣经知道，其实魔鬼跟神呢是不断在打仗。
And we know from the Bible that God and the devil continue their warfare。
那么在这漫长的战争当中
，So in this long and drawn out war，
你发觉呢，虽然我们的神是一个全能的神，但是呢，好像他。常常在撒旦面前打败仗。
So even though we know that our God is an almighty God, but it seems like he was always losing the battles with the Satan.
那你想一想呢，就是神创造亚当夏娃以后。
So let's think about this. Ever since God, when God created Adam and Eve,
魔鬼马上就已有人犯罪。
The Satan right away tempted the man to sin.
那么人就跟魔鬼一起去叛逆神。
And man and the Satan together rebelled against God.
神拯救以色列人。
God saved Israelites.
魔鬼呢也马上呢可以引诱以色列人呢去敬拜金牛犊。
And Satan right away tempted the Israelites to worship the golden calf.
那你看圣经里面的故事，每一个故事都是这样子。
If you look at, if you read all the stories in the Bible, they all seem to have the same plot.
人类不断的重复的犯罪。
That man continuously repeating their sins.
虽然我们有一阵子的时候悔改。
Even though we may have repentance momentarily.
但是呢，这个悔改通常都不会持久。
But this repentance never lasts long.
通常呢，当拯救他们的这个人的时候呢，以色列人又回去犯罪了。
The Israelites would return to their sinful ways as soon as their deliverers had died.
人常常就是这样子重复的犯罪。
And that's how men are.Continue to repeat their sinful ways.
那甚至呢，当耶稣基督来到这个世界的时候
，Even when Jesus Christ had come to this world，
其实这个问题也没有马上改变。
And this issue was not resolved right away.
我们一直看马太福音的时候，你发觉，人其实还是拒绝耶稣基督的教训。
So when we read the Gospel book of Matthew。We see that men continue to commit to their sinful ways.
那么是不是神拿魔鬼没有办法呢
？So is it because God had doesn't know what to do with the devil?
今天我们读的这段经文呢，其实呢就是你可以说呢，神跟魔鬼打仗的一个转捩点。
And today's verses, you may say that they are a turning point.In the warfare between God and the Satan.
因为耶稣在这段经文呢，他讲出了他要反击魔鬼的方法的三个重大的元素。
Because in these verses, Jesus laid out the three key elements in God's plan of striking back against the devil.
所以呢，今天我们就来看看这三个元素。
So today, let's look at these three elements.
开始之前呢，我问大家一个问题啊。
Before I begin, let me ask everyone a question.
如果你用一个字
，if you
中文也可以，英文也可以。
If you want to use one word, whether it's in Chinese or English,
总结整个基督教，你会用什么字
？What word would you use to summarize entire Christianity?
有没有人试试看？一个字。总结全一个基督教，你会用
？Anybody wants to give it a try? Just use one word.
Okay, 我猜到你们一定是选爱。Okay, 爱有没有其他？
Love. I guessed already that you're going to say love.
Sin. Okay.
Faith. I didn't guess that one.
Okay. 我猜到了有人呢会讲善。
I guess the people might suggest goodness.
那这些答案你们刚刚所讲的都是很好的答案。
All these answers that you guys gave just now were good answers.
但是呢, 我说这个是不是一个正确的答案。
But I would argue that that was not a correct answer.
基督教是有关爱。
Christianity is about love.
信基督教的人呢, 他也会行善。
Christians would also do good work.
但是呢,
but that's not the focus of Christianity.
如果基督教只是叫人, 爱你的, 邻舍,
if Christianity only teaches people to love your neighbors,
或者呢,
or to only teach you how to be a good person,
如果是这样子的时候，基督教跟其他宗教是一样没有分别的。
If those were the focal points, then there would be no difference between Christianity and other religions.
自从人类有历史以来，这样子的宗教你都可以找到。
And there have been many religions like that since the beginning of the history of mankind.
我形容呢这类的宗教呢是不切实际的宗教。
I've described religions of such are impractical religions.
因为人类最大的问题不是我们不知道要去爱人。
Because the biggest issue or problem with mankind is not that we don't know that we should love people.
也不是我们不知道什么是善，什么是恶。
And it's also not that we don't know what the difference between good and evil.
我不需要教你，你才知道什么是善的。
I don't have to teach you for you to know what goodness is.
人类最大的问题是我们做不出来。
The biggest issue with mankind is that we're unable to do it.
香港人有一句话,
there's a saying for Hong Kongese.
讲就天下无敌。
We are invincible when it comes to talking about it.
做就有心无力。
But we're powerless when it comes to actually doing it.
这个就是我们人类对罪的一个指教。
This is a portrait of mankind when it comes to sin.
所以如果我去选一个字去总结基督教的时候,
so if I want to choose one word to summarize Christianity,
这个字就是Jesus, 耶稣。
And the word would be Jesus.
神的计划里面最 重要的一个元素就是这一位造福万有的耶稣。
So the most element in God's redemptive plan is this Jesus who's above all things.
那这个也是为什么耶稣呢到十六章的时候呢去问他的门徒他是谁。
And this is exactly why that in chapter 16, Jesus asked his disciples exactly who he is.
因为16章呢已经是耶稣训练门徒的尾声。
So in chapter 16 is actually at the tail end of Jesus' training of his disciples.
再过两章，耶稣就要上耶路撒冷钉十字架。
Two chapters later, Jesus will be on his way to Jerusalem to be crucified.
所以16章这段经文就是好像你考毕业的考试一样。
So the verses in chapter 16 are like our graduation exams.
耶稣知道全个信仰的中心就是你对我的认识。
Jesus knows that the focal point, the heart of Christianity faith is how people recognize him, how people know him.
所以13节里面呢，耶稣就问了，OK，人家说我是谁呀？
And that's why in verse 13, Jesus asked, "What do people say who I am?"
门徒就回答说，有人说你是世子的约翰，有的说你是以利亚，有的说你是耶利米。
And the disciples replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others Jeremiah."
你知道呢，门徒给耶稣的答案，就是当时人对耶稣的评价，是一个很高很高的一个评价。
And you can see from the disciples' reply that people at that time had very high regards for Jesus.
就好像一个，比方说你问一个中国人的时候，他形容啊，你就好像孔子、孟子一样。
The way they describe Jesus is like how Chinese would describe someone as though he is Confucius. He's like Confucius or Mencius.
或者呢，你形容一个科学家就是好像爱因斯坦一样。
Or it's like you're describing a scientist as though he's today's Einstein.
因为呢，是使约翰呢是，旧约圣经呢写完以后有四百年的时间呢，神没有通过先知讲一句话。
So when it comes to John the Baptist, we know that after the end of the Old Testament, for 400 years, God did not speak through any prophets.
他在讲话的时候，第一个人就是施洗约翰。
When he spoke again, he spoke through John the Baptist.
所以耶稣称赞施洗约翰呢，是凡妇人所生的，他就是没有一个人大得过施洗约翰。
And that's why Jesus praised that among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist.
以利亚在旧约先知里面也是可以说最了不起的一个人物。
And Elijah is arguably the most amazing character in the Old Testament.
当时以色列国全个国家都敬拜巴利这个假神。
At his time, the entire nation of Israel worshipped idol Baal.
但是以利亚一人单挑四百个巴利的先知。
But Elijah single-handedly by himself challenged 400 prophets who worshipped Baal.
还有呢，他祷告的时候三年半不下雨。
And he also prayed that the heaven would not rain and did not rain for 3.5 years.
再祷告就下雨了。
And when he prayed again, the heaven rained.
他最厉害的地方就是他没有经历死亡。
And the most amazing thing was that he did not experience death.
神直接地把他接到天上。
And God took him directly to heaven.
耶利米先知是流泪的先知。
Jeremiah is the weeping prophet.
所以呢，因为他是亲眼见到耶路撒冷被毁的。
Because he witnessed with his own eyes the destruction of the city of Jerusalem.
所以犹太人呢，在他们心中呢，耶利米有一个很高，他好像一个英雄一样。
Now, that's why in the collective mind of the Israelites, Jeremiah is like a hero.
所以以色列人就是这样子形容耶稣，他是施洗约翰，是以利亚，是耶利米。
And so that's how the Israelites regarded Jesus at the same level as John the Baptist, Elijah, and Jeremiah.
但是耶稣觉得这个答案还是不够。
But Jesus did not think that answer was sufficient.
耶稣问这个跟随他几年的十二个门徒，那么你们说我是谁？
Then Jesus asked the disciples who have followed him for quite a few years, who do you think I am?
彼得呢就回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣称赞彼得。
And Jesus praised Peter.
他说呢：“你这样子回答，你有这个认识，不是从人来的，是父神告诉你、启示给你，你才知道。”
That the fact that you are able to come up with such an answer is not from man.But from God the Father who revealed it to you.
彼得对耶稣的认识有什么特别的地方呢？
What's so unique about Jesus' recognition of Peter?
首先，彼得呢称耶稣为基督。
Well, first of all, Peter declared that Jesus is the Messiah.
基督这个字原本的意思就是受膏者的意思。
Messiah or Christ.Has an original meaning of the anointed one.
其实呢，从前，旧约里面神拣选一个人呢，他就会用油膏这个人的。
In Old Testament times, when God chooses someone, that someone will be anointed by oil.
那么呢，旧约里面预言呢，有一个特别的受膏者。
And there was a prophecy from Old Testament that there's a special anointed one.
这个就是我们所讲的基督，或者是弥赛亚。
And that is our Christ or the Messiah.
但是这个特别所拣选的人，他干什么的呢？
So what's the role or what does the specially anointed one do?
那如果你看约翰福音第四章的时候，你就了解当时的犹太人他们是怎么想的。
So if you look at the Gospel book of John chapter 4, you will find out how the Jews regarded Jesus.
这个基督就是救世主。
That Jesus is the Messiah.
所以呢，神要反击魔鬼的第一个元素啊。
So the first element that God utilizes to strike back against the devil,
他不是派一个老师来这个世界。
It's not a teacher sent by God.
甚至他不是派一个先知来这个世界。
He did not even send a prophet to this world.
因为人最大的问题不是他不知道什么是对，什么是错。
Because man's biggest issue is not that we don't know what is right or wrong.
是因为我们有心无力。
It's because we are powerless.
所以呢，人不能用受难自己的方法达到神的标准。
So man cannot reach God's standard by our own training or practice.
因为这样子的时候，神就派一个救主来这个世界。
And only because of that, God sent a Savior to this world.
那么你就会问了，那么谁有这个能力去拯救这个世界？
And then you may ask the question, who actually has the power to save this world?
如果每一个人都犯罪，
if everyone sins,
每一个人都是有心无力的，
if everyone is powerless,
有谁可以拯救这个世界？
Who is left to save this world?
这个就是彼得第二个答案的重要。
And this is why there's this importance in Peter's second answer.
他说呢，耶稣是永生神的儿子。
Because he said that Jesus is the Son of the Living God.
那我们很多时候呢，听到这句话的时候，特别我们中国人的时候，就有一个误解。
Oftentimes when we hear this statement, especially with us Chinese, that we would have a misunderstanding.
我们以为呢，耶稣一定是比父神小了。
We would think that Jesus is inferior to God the Father.
可能有些人以为呢，是神创造耶稣出来的。
And some people might even think that God created Jesus.
但是这个不是犹太人的对这句话的了解。
But that's not the understanding by the Jews.
当耶稣称他是神是他的父的时候，犹太人就想把他杀死。
The Jews actually wanted to kill Jesus when Jesus claimed that God the Father is his father.
那么为什么他们会有这样子的反应呢？
Why would the Jews have such a reaction?
约翰福音五章十八节就解释，因为当耶稣称神为他的父的时候，就是将自己和神当作平等。
Because in John 5:18, it says that when Jesus was calling God his own father, he was making himself equal with God.
当耶稣，圣经说耶稣是神的儿子的时候，是强调他们有同一类的生命。
So when the Bible says that Jesus is the Son of God, the Bible is talking about that they have the same the quality of life or the same deity.
那比方说哈，有一天你接受了一个陌生人成为你的 Facebook friends 你的朋友。
So for example, one day you accepted a stranger to be your Facebook friend.
那么他告诉你，我爸爸是一个外星人。
And this stranger tells you that my father is an alien.
那么你就知道他也是一个外星人了。
And then you can conclude that he is also an alien.
如果他说我爸爸是一条狗，
If he tells you that my father is a dog,
那么他就是一条狗了。
And then he is a dog.
这个就是因为你跟你爸爸是有同一类的生命的嘛。
And because you and your father share the same quality of life.
所以当耶稣在约翰福音第十章里面呢，他讲到我与父原为一。
So when Jesus in the book of John chapter 10 talks about I and the Father are one.
那么犹太人就希望用石头打死耶稣。
And the Jews wanted to stone him to death.
然后他们就解释了。
And they explain.
我们不是为上次拿石头打你，是为你说了前往的话，又为你是个人，反将自己当作神。
And the Jews explained, we are not stoning you for any good work, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God.
所以你看到，当圣经说耶稣是神的儿子的时候，是讲到他跟父神是平等的，是同一类生命的。
So when the Bible talks about Jesus being the Son of God, it is saying that, that he and the, God the Father have the same deity, the same qualities.
世界上其实没有人呢可以救其他人。
So there's no one in this world that can save others.
因为我们都犯了罪。
Because we have all sinned.
我们一样有同一样的问题，就是有心无力，做不出来。
And we all share the same problem. And that is, we are powerless. We don't have the ability to carry out. And that's why every single one of us lives under the power of death. And no one can escape from the gripping power of death. However, the devil never imagined that God would come up with such a plan. God would send his son to this world and became flesh. And with the sole purpose of saving the mankind.
你知道一个无限的神变成一个有限的人呢，是一个很大的牺牲。
When the Almighty God becomes a form and in a very limited way is quite a sacrifice.
你知道我们很多人不愿意去这些落后的国家旅游啊，的原因是什么？
And do you know the reason why many of us do not like to go to a backward country to travel?
我问你，你要不要去这些很落后的地方？
Do you want to go to countries where are very backwards?
很不方便吗？
Because it's very inconvenient.
没有自来水。
No running water.
没有电。
No electricity.
就是没有空调哦。
No air conditioning.
所以当然你就不愿意去啊。
Of course you don't want to go.
但是呢，你看呢，这个万有之上的神，他成为一个有限的人。
But however, this God who's above all, became a man who is very limited.
他要面对我们人类所一切的有限。
He's burdened with all the limitations of man.
就是他会饥饿啦。
He would be hungry.
疲劳啦。
He would become weary.
他会面对生老病死这些过程呢。
And he would suffer through the life of dying.
这些都是一个很大的一个牺牲。
And these are all great sacrifices.
但是呢，耶稣虽然是永生上帝的儿子。
Even though Jesus is the Son of the Living God,
他愿意成为人的救主。
He wants to be the Savior of man.
这个就是神反击魔鬼的计划里面最大的一个元素。
And that is the most important element in God's plan to strike back at the devil.
第二个元素呢，就是胜过魔鬼的元素呢，就是这个胜过死亡的教会。
The second element to strike the second element in God's plan to strike back at the devil is the church which has overcome death.
那当彼得回答了耶稣以后
，So after Peter answered Jesus，
耶稣就告诉彼得
，Jesus told Peter，
他说：“你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
That you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
你知道魔鬼最大的武器是什么？
Do you know the greatest weapon of the devil?
就是死亡。
And it's death.
死亡，希伯来书里面呢形容了魔鬼是掌死权的。
And in the book of Hebrews, it talked about the devil is the one who holds the power of death.
讲到了，其实我们人类因为怕死啊，所以呢都在魔鬼的权势底下成为他的奴隶。
And it talks about that because of our fear of death, that we are under Satan's power as slaves.
其实我们人真是很怕死的。
Because we are very fearful of death.
你看我们人类每一年花多少钱在医院上医药上面的研究。
Can you imagine how much money we spend every year on medical research?
就是因为我们不想死了。
It's because we don't want to die.
你看我们每一天小心饮食，还有努力做运动的原因是什么？
So you know the reason why we watch our diet so carefully every day and exercise rigorously every day?
因为我们怕早死了。
Because we are afraid to die early.
所以但是问题是这样子。
But here's the issue.
无论你花多少钱。
Regardless, it doesn't matter how much you spend.
我们人类早晚都要死。
But we as part of mankind are destined to die one day.
这个就是旧约圣经里面这个所罗门，虽然他最是圣经形容他最有智慧的一个人。
And so even Solomon, as described in the Old Testament, is a very is a man full of wisdom.
他想不通这个死亡的问题。
He could not fully understand the issue or the problem with death.
所罗门他能够享受人类最高的享乐。
And Solomon was able to enjoy the utmost pleasure offered in this world.
他拥有世界上各种各样的财富。
And he owned all kinds of wealth.
甚至他知道最高的智慧。
And he had the highest wisdom.
但是他想到有一天你跟我都要面对死亡的时候。
But when he thought about the fact that one day we are all going to die.
他就说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。
And that's why he said, meaningless, meaningless, utterly meaningless. Everything is meaningless.
无论你现在是多光彩
，regardless how glorious you are today，
或者是我是多么贫穷的
，or how poor I am today，
到我们死的这一天，我们都拉平了，我们都平等了。
And the day we die, we all become equals.
因为我们都不能带走任何的东西。
Because we cannot bring anything with us.
当我们死掉以后，肯定将来没有人记得我们。
And after we die, it's a certainty that no one will remember us.
你有没有想过为什么每一个人都要死？
Have you ever thought about why everyone has to die?
圣经告诉我们，罪的工价就是死。
The Bible tells us that the wage of sin is death.
因为我们都犯了罪，所以我们就要死了。
We're going to die because we are all sinners.
这个就是为什么魔鬼是掌死权的。
And that is why the devil holds the power of death.
因为他有能力去引诱我们犯罪。
Because he has the power to tempt us to sin.
你有没有想过为什么一直以来神不毁灭这个魔鬼呢？
Have you ever wondered why God never destroyed the devil?
直到现在还是让他走来走去。
Even till this very day that he's wandering around in this world.
因为自从魔鬼引诱人犯罪的时候，
Ever since the devil tempted man to sin.
其实他就好像呢把人呢借此成为人质。
Ever since the devil tempted man to sin, he had kidnapped mankind and held us hostage.
这个让神呢不能轻举妄动
，so that God cannot make any reckless moves.
魔鬼用人的死去威胁神。
The devil uses the death of man to threaten or blackmail God.
那比方说神说啊，我现在要判魔鬼死罪。
So if God says that, okay, today I'm going to sentence the devil to death.
魔鬼就会提醒神。
And the devil would remind God,
你是一个公义的神呢?
You are a righteous God.
你不能选择性的审判。
You cannot make judgments selectively.
如果你要判我魔鬼死罪,
If you want to sentence me, the devil, to die,
那么所有犯罪的人,你要同时判他死罪啊。
Then you must sentence all sinners to die.
因为神爱人的时候,
And because God loves people,
神就暂时让魔鬼存在下去。
That God temporarily allows the devil to live.
但是神有一个计划去打败魔鬼。
But God has a plan to defeat the devil.
他就是派他的儿子耶稣来到这个世界。
And that he sent his son Jesus to this world.
耶稣有一个方法打败这个魔鬼。
Jesus has a plan to defeat the devil.
这个方法就是希伯来书二章十四节里面所讲的。
And this this plan is written in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
就是执着死败坏拿掌死权的就是魔鬼。
That by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death.
这里是讲到这个无罪的耶稣。
Here is talking about the sinless Jesus.
那他没有犯罪，所以他不用死。
He does not need to die because he never sinned.
却为人的缘故死在十字架上。
But he died for man on the cross.
这个就是圣经所讲的用死败坏那掌死权的意思。
And that's exactly what the Bible meant when it says that by his death that he will break the power of him who holds the power of death.
所以所有信耶稣的人呢耶稣都可以把他们从死亡里面释放出来。
So all those who believe in Jesus can be released from their sentence of death.
那我们可以想象得到了，当魔鬼见到神的儿女一个一个的离开他的时候。
So we can imagine that when the devil sees God's children is being saved, rescued one by one.
他一定很生气。
He must be really angry.
他会问这些人，你凭什么脱离我死亡的权势呢？
He would ask these people, on what basis can you escape from my power of death?
神的儿女就可以回答说，
God's children can then respond.
因为耶稣基督为了我死了。
Because Christ Jesus had died for me.
犯罪的工价耶稣已经帮我付了。
The wage of sin has been repaid.
我不用死了。
I don't need to die.
你必须要让我离开。
You have to let me go.
那魔鬼可能会多问一个问题。
The devil might ask one more question.
耶稣一个人怎么可以代替你们这么多人？
How can Jesus, as one person, substitute for all of you?
你会怎么回答？
How would you respond?
答案就是因为当耶稣死的时候信耶稣的人都在耶稣的身上。
The answer is when Jesus died, all those who believe in Jesus are in him.
所以我们是与耶稣一同死在十字架上面。
So we died on the cross together with Jesus.
这个就是哥林多前书里面所讲的。
And this is what's said in 1 Corinthians.
讲到呢，我们信耶稣的时候呢，这位圣灵呢。从圣灵里面受洗，那么呢，我们就成为一个身体。
And that talks about that when we believe in Jesus, we are baptized in one spirit, and then we become one body.
这个身体就是耶稣基督的教会。
And this body is Christ Jesus' church.
耶稣预言了这个教会，在马太福音的时候，他预言这个教会，是他要建立这个教会。
In the Gospel book of Matthew, Jesus had prophesied that he's going to build up this church.
我要的意思就是我将要的意思。
I want to, meaning I will.
这个就是讲到教会在当时里面呢还没发生。
Meaning that church had not taken place at that time.
所以呢，教会跟以色列是两回事。
And that's why church and Israel are two separate entities.
耶稣还要预言我这个他的这个教会，耶稣基督的教会呢，有能力去胜过阴间的权柄。
And Jesus also prophesies that his church, that Jesus Christ's church, has the will overcome the gates of the Hades.
换句话说，在教会的教会这个全体，连死也可以打败。
And that's why the body of the church will overcome death.
现在的基督徒呢，我们其实这个年代有很多不同的资源。
Christians today have many resources.
你可以在网站上面听讲道。
And you can listen to sermons on websites.
你可以自己建立查经小组。
You can start up your own Bible study group.
你可以参加不同基督教的组织。
You can join various Christian organizations.
所以呢，我们很多时候可能会忽略了教会的重要性。
So oftentimes, so it's possible for us to neglect the importance of church.
但是你要知道啊，你去听到，你去查经，你去参加基督教的组织，这些都不等于一个教会。
But you must understand that listening to sermons and starting in a Bible study group or joining Christian organizations does not equate to attending a church.
你会见到从新约时代开始的时候，神的心意就在教会里面。
And you can tell from the start of the New Testament that God's will lies within the church.
新约圣经里面大部分是写给教会的。
Most of the New Testament is written for church.
神用教会这个环境去建立他的儿女。
God uses a church's environment to build up His children.
因为教会是一个最好的环境。
Because church is a best environment.
它是一个最安全的环境。
It's the safest environment.
教会有章程去决定谁是。会员谁不是会员呢？
Church has charter to determine who's member and who's not member.
会员与会员之间有一个盟约。
That there's a covenant between church members.
教会有一个明确的目的。
And there's a clear purpose with the church.
我们就是要敬拜神为中心。
That the center of our life is to worship God.
在圣经上面做就圣徒。
And that we are established as saints on the basis of God's word.
我们用我们的恩赐彼此服侍。
And that we serve each other with our spiritual gifts.
你可能觉得教会里面有些人你觉得很难相处。
And you may think that some people in church are very difficult to get along with.
但是你知道很多时候神就是用这个环境去训练我们的信心跟爱心。
But you must realize that that's exactly how God has planned to use those opportunities to build up our love for others and our faith.
神的救赎计划里面第三个元素，
the third element in God's redemptive plan,
就是这个身负重任的彼得，
and that is Peter, who has a very key role.
你有没有想过？为什么天主教跟基督教有这么大的分别？
Have you ever thought about why there are huge differences between Catholics and Protestants?
他们有教宗，我们没有。
Catholics have popes and we don't.
他们有这个，他们说，告解的圣公，我们也没有。
And they have this the sacrament of penance, but we don't.
天主教还有专门的人去赶鬼的，我们也没有。
And Catholics also have people designated to cast out demons, and we don't.
你知道这些东西都是他们怎么解释我们刚刚念的十六章十八到二十节的分别
？And do you know how they use the verses that we just read 16 through 18 to explain these?
天主教相信呢，彼得是第一任的教宗。
Catholics believe that Peter is the first pope.
还有呢，召众这个位是历代上传下去。
And also the office of Pope is passed down from generation to generation.
基督教却不同意。
But Protestants, Christians disagree.
那么我们现在就要来看究竟耶稣讲十八节的意思是什么。
And so now we need to take a look at verse 18 to see exactly what Jesus meant.
那耶稣说，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上面。
And 18, Jesus said, I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church.
那么呢，很多人研究，究竟这个磐石是不是讲到彼得呢？
Many people have studied to see if the rock referred here is Peter or not.
那你见到呢，希腊文呢，这两个字是不一样。
And you can see that the two Greek words are indeed different.
有解经家说彼得是小石头的意思。
Some theologians think that Peter means a small stone.
磐石就是一大块的石头。
And rock means a very large stone.
有人因为简直相信呢，这个磐石不是指彼得，是指到耶稣。
And some people believe that the rock is not referring to Peter but to Jesus instead.
那如果你要有兴趣去研究这方面，我有很多资料可以提供给你。
If you have interest to do further research on this topic, I have many resources I can provide with you.
但是我很简单的把我的结论告诉大家。
But I will tell you very concisely what my conclusions are.
我相信这个磐石就是彼得。
I believe the rock is referring to Jesus. Peter.
Okay. 有以下的原因。
For the following reason.
小石跟磐石这个字在希腊文里面到耶稣年代的时候呢，是互通的一个字。
So the word for small stone and for big rock at the time of Jesus are actually interchangeable.
耶稣的年代的时候，耶稣讲这句话的时候呢，很可能他不是用希腊文，是用阿兰文去讲。
And it's also very possible that when Jesus made this statement, he was not speaking in Greek, but in Aramaic instead.
那如果是这样子的时候，在阿兰文里面呢，根本上这两个字就是同一个字。
And if that was the case, then the two words in Aramaic are identical.
还有呢，就是在十八节的这句话里面呢，你可以说这个比喻里面呢，耶稣是建造教会的人，不是这个教会的一部分。
And also, as part of verse 18, the example itself, you can say that Jesus is the one that built the church, and he is not part of the church.
最后就是，如果没有天主教的时候，你解释十八节最简单的方法，你就觉得你会看见哈，这句话的确就是跟彼得所讲。
Catholicism, you can see that in a very straightforward passion, this is exactly what Jesus is referring to.
但是虽然我同意磐石就是彼得，但是我不同意教宗这个观念。
So even though I agree that that rock is referring to Peter, but I disagree that Peter is a pope.
首先呢，其实彼得呢，当时是代表十二个门徒呢去回答耶稣。
And first of all, Peter was answering Jesus, representing all the other disciples.
虽然耶稣讲完十八、十九节里面的话，十二个门徒里面没有十二，他们中间的没有人觉得彼得有一个超然的地位的。
So after Jesus finished speaking, what is said in verse 18 and 19, there was the other disciples showed no indication that Peter was superior than they were.
如果彼得是教宗，他们不需要在十八章的时候还要问耶稣天国里面谁回答，他用 不需要证呢，因为如果他们的了解彼得是教宗的话。
So if indeed Peter was to be the first pope, then the disciples had no reason to argue in chapter 18 that who was the greatest, if their understanding of Peter was correct.
彼得自己也没有看自己是高人一等的。
Now Peter, he himself did not see him being above others.
他在彼得前书第五章的时候，只是形容自己是同作长老的一个人。
In First Peter chapter 5, he regarded himself as a fellow elder.
所以呢，天主教的有关教宗的，比方说，教宗世代相传，还有在教宗所讲的话是无误的，这些我都不同意。
And therefore, I disagree with Catholics' claim that the Pope office should be passed on from generation to generation, or their claim papal infallibility.
我也不同意呢，十九节里面呢讲到捆绑跟释放呢，这个是讲到天主教有赦免罪，或者是赶鬼的能力。
And I also disagree that the binding and the loosing in verse 19 is suggesting that Catholics have the power to cast out demon or to forgive sin.
但是我却相信呢，耶稣给了彼得一个很重要的角色。
But I do believe that Jesus gave Peter a very important role.
当十九节里面耶稣说我把天国的钥匙给彼得的时候，那么耶稣是给了他什么的权柄？
So when Jesus said that in verse 19, that he has given Peter the keys to the kingdom of heaven, what kind of role did he ask Peter to play?
拿钥匙不代表你是做皇帝哦。
Holding the keys does not mean that you're emperor.
他是讲到彼得是一个管理人。
Instead, he's suggesting that Peter is a custodian, as a steward.
其实 custodian 这个字是。
Custodian 的。
我问你，圣生命教会谁拿圣生命教会所有门的钥匙
？Let me ask you, do you know who holds keys to all the doors in this New Life Church?
就是这个清洁工人呢。
Is this the cleaning custodian?
他的地位没有很超然呢。
His status is not above all.
但是他有一个管理的责任。
But he has a stewardship responsibility.
当耶稣把天国的钥匙给彼得。
So when Jesus gave the keys to the keys of kingdom of heaven to Peter.
告诉他你捆绑的，你释放的，在天上都会同时发生。
And told him that whatever he binds or looses will also happen similarly in heaven.
这个是预言呢，彼得有一个在传福音上是一个创先河的一个人。
And this is prophesizing that Peter is a pioneer in evangelism.
因为你向谁传福音？
Because who do you evangelize to?
这个人若相信福音的时候，他就被释放出来了。
And whoever believes in the gospel will be loosed.
他不相信的时候，他就仍然呢在魔鬼底下受捆绑。
And however, if he does not believe, then it will continue to be bound under the devil.
你看见呢，彼得在使徒行传里面的确在传福音呢，是一个先锋。
And you can see that in from the book of Acts that indeed Peter is a pioneer in spreading the gospel.
耶稣复活了，在使徒行传第二章，他是第一个人把福音传给耶路撒冷的人。
So when Jesus was resurrected, he was the first one that shared the gospel to the people in Jerusalem in chapter 2.
他打开耶路撒冷的门。
He opened the door of Jerusalem.
在第六章的时候，这个福音的门打开给撒玛利亚人。
And in chapter 6, he opened the door of gospel to the Samaritans.
教会派彼得、约翰去证明他们所相信的跟他们一样。
And church sent Peter and John to verify that what they believed is true.
第十章也是彼得呢打开向外邦人传福音的门。
And chapter 10 also talks about Peter opening the door of sharing the gospel with the Gentiles.
把福音传给这个外邦人哥利流。
And sharing the gospel with Cornelius.
其实你看见呢，彼得就是好像这个清洁工人打开门一样。
So if you look at Peter, he is no different from a custodian who opens the door.
打开门以后呢，他的角色就淡化了。
And once the door is opened, his role becomes diminished.
今天神要用这个教会。
Today God wants to use this church.
耶稣基督所建立的教会打败魔鬼。
And that's church that's built by Christ Jesus to defeat the devil.
因为耶稣说，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Because Jesus said that the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
我们就要一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你把人从罪里面拯救出来。
Because you have rescued men from sin.
你付了一个很大的代价。
You have paid a great price.
让主耶稣就是你的爱子来到这个世界为人死。
And sent Lord Jesus and your beloved Son to come to this world to die.
凡相信你的人就是属于耶稣基督教会里面的一份子。
And so all those who believe you will be a part of a church built by Jesus.
连死亡的权柄不能胜过他。
So the power of death will not overcome it.
我们谢谢主。
And we thank you, we thank our Lord.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And thank you for listening to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.
我们现在。